DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.
Episode 184 coming at you, the tattoo edition.
Yeah, we're getting all inked up. We're sitting here live in a tattoo parlor right now. We're about to get matching tattoos. Mine's going to say I heart Matador.
Yeah, right.
And what's yours going to say?
I never got a tattoo for some weird reason. Everyone in my generation has. DJ Gower's got multiple tats, I'm sure.
I have a singular tat,
oh,
actually.
Okay.
Yeah. But I do have awe tattoo. Now, here's the question, though. Like, would you get a tattoo?
Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know why I haven't at this point, but the cost is definitely a factor.
Oh, no. The cost versus, like, the return on investment is infinite. Like, if it's $200 for a tattoo that you have for the rest of your life, like, that's...
Yep. Anyway, Ink Master, great show. I don't know if you watch it. I've watched like the last like five seasons religiously. I love it for some reason. Even though there's like it's a reality show, there's a lot of stupid drama, but the artistry of those people and their tattoos, it's crazy, dude.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. You know, that's the thing. It's like, I don't know. I mean, for me, tattoo is, it's very... The reason why I only have one is partially because of, like, what you said, you know, money, time, investment, whatever, right? Self-image, right? Oh, I'm, you know, I need to get into better shape before I can get a tattoo, that kind of thing, right?
Well, I just, like, every time I watch that show, I always think, like, an 80-year-old lady, you know, like, can you imagine how those tattoos will look when they're 80? Like,
see,
all the girls.
But here's
like
the thing to
hot,
me, though.
Tatted and like young. It's like, even by like age 40, like, dude, like, they're going to look so
like
shitty.
If you're going to get something permanently etched onto your body, it has to be something, in my opinion at least, that has a permanence in your existence, right? So, you know, people always want to get, you know, fucking, I don't know, like, back in the 80s.
Koi fish.
Like, back in the 80s and 90s, people always got, like, the Tasmanian devil.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, you know.
Tribal tats.
Yeah, tribal tats.
The stupid, never mind.
But you know what I mean, though? Like, these meanies.
You're just Japanese writing.
A kanji. Yeah, that's right.
I almost just talked shit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, but that's okay. But for me, it has, sorry, it has a personal meaning, right? For me, the kanji that I have is the word monkey, and it's on my back. So, for one, I always have a monkey on my back, right? For two, I was born in the year of the monkey, which is what it symbolizes, right?
Yeah,
and
man.
For three, that's like always been one of my... I mean, we evolved from monkeys, and it's always been something, a creature, an animal that I dig on.
That was the last episode, the evolution.
Right.
Anyway, get your tats. Get tatted up, bro. If I was in prison, however, I think I would get like 50 tats by random guys.
Leroy's bitch.
They're like,
Bubba's bitch. Rhyme. And the anal rape of treason.
Yeah, buddy.
And everybody's gotta have a tattoo. Do you have a tattoo, homie? Huh? No, anyone over here? Tattoo? Where are you? Brother, you got one? What do you got, daddy? Come on now. What is it, buddy? Don't be shy. You got one? What is it? Come on. Come on now. Come on. What is it, buddy? Is it a good one? Come on now. What is it? You do so. I can tell. Who's got one? Where are you? What do you got, buddy? There you go. You got a tattoo of an arm? Where is it, on your leg? Are you retarded, son? What do you got? There's something on your arm, buddy? Just tell me. You don't have to give me a fucking fashion show. What is it? It's what? Tribal. There you go. What tribe are you running with these days, sir? Still with the Starbucks Warriors, are you? Good for you. Tribal. Anyone else with a little tattoo? What do you got, partner? Elephant ears. Why'd you get that, buddy? Do I want to see the trunk? Anybody got a tattoo of a magnifying glass? Like the big Trump.
One tattoo of muffin, and no, no, the mouth can be for Joe. Once you walk, we be colors and put it on the inside town. Things are smart, things are slick. One tattoo, get a dick. No need still, no need pop. What tattoo they got moved out? Mom says no. What that do they move out? No need still, no need pop. What that do they got move out? What that do but must and no, not the mind to be free show. No still, no need pop. What that do they got move out? Mom says no tattoo. What that do but mom said no, no sort of mind could be a freak show. What's your what? Really be clown, there's search pulling in on the other side town. Think so smart, think so slick. What a tattoo you can get on your dick. No need to steal, no need to pout. What tattoo they got, move out. Think so smart.
All the fads hanging in the parlor box, not like a standard. X's tell the story. This life had many shades. I'd wake up every morning, and before I'd start each day, I'd take a drag from last night's cigarette that smoldered in its tray. Down a little something, then be on my way. I traveled far and wide, lay this head in many ports. I was guided by a compass, I saw beauty to the north. I drew the tales of many lives and wore the faces of my own. I had these memories all around me so I wouldn't be alone. Some may be from showing up, others are from growing up. Sometimes I was so messed up and didn't have a clue. I ain't winning no one over, I wear it just for you. I got your name written here in a rose tattoo, in a rose tattoo.
Episode 184 coming at you, the tattoo edition.
Yeah, get inked up, man. You know, if you've never been tattooed,
I haven't.
I would say that it essentially feels like being constantly stung by a bee for like an hour. That's about how I could describe it.
All right, that sounds unappealing to me, but people get tattoos all the time. I get it.
But here's the thing is like the first few minutes, you're like, wow, I'm getting stabbed with a needle repeatedly, like very fast. Like it's just like hammering you like a sewing machine. And you're like, that kind of hurts.
The epidermis probably doesn't like that. Just saying.
Yeah, you know. And in my situation, I have it on my back, right? So there was parts where he was doing detail work and had to like maneuver around, and he's right on my spinal cord. So it's like hitting nerves and stuff. And I'm like, my finger's twitching and shit. I'm like,
what the weird. Like, give a shout out to the Japanese gangsters, the Yakuza. Is that right? Or Yakuza?
The Yakuza.
Yeah, Yakuza, yeah. So apparently, for years and years, they were the only people in Japan that had tattoos. That's kind of cool, dude.
Like, the only ones that were allowed to have tattoos?
No, no one else would, like, disgrace themselves with tattoos except for these gangsters and, like... So
interesting.
It's pretty rad, dude.
Yeah, that's pretty hardcore.
But they would have them so like their whole body, you know, like,
right?
Yeah,
yeah, full body.
Yeah,
where they had like the complete back. That's like where back pieces started from, right? Like,
the tramp stamp, also popular in Japan.
Where you get like the,
just kidding,
the dragon that wraps around like their whole body and
butt dragon. Not a fan.
Butt dragon.
Yeah, when they go all the way, like, do the whole butt, you know, and the back.
Oh,
and,
yeah. Where they don't stop at the waistline.
Yeah, that's your Ink Master, like, the finale. They have to do a back piece that's the entirety of... They're just amazing.
I mean, as someone that's getting a tattoo on on your ass is probably a pretty, like, gentle and easy place to get a tattoo,
oh, yeah.
I would think.
If you've ever gotten a shot in the ass, it's no big deal at all. I'd rather take it in the ass. The shot, that is, not the dick.
Whoa.
We're de-evolving. That was last episode. It's 10:30 or 10-something. DJ Gower's in-laws are on their way. I got to get the hell out of here. Here we go. More music. Thanks for listening.
Face tattoos of treason, bitches.
Mike Tyson rolls.
the stereotype is these people who are gaudily dressed and with sunglasses and running around and looking like people you see in movies or TV shows. That's generally not the case. A lot of these guys are dressed just as regular businessmen. Decent suit, a white shirt. They will use violence against you unless you comply with their demands.
The Alcazar, they just had this look. They had this edge about them. Maybe they'd be a little scar over the eyebrow. Or this kind of swagger or glare. You knew who they were.
It's generally believed that modern-day Yakuza gangs were formed in Japan at the end of the Second World War, after Hiroshima and Nagasaki had been destroyed by atomic bombs.
After the war, when Japan lost, I mean, Tokyo was, for example, was devastated. Half the city was just leveled. You had all these people coming back from the war, and there was no work for them. People were starving to death, and the only thing that kept them in business was the black market. So people naturally gravitated towards crime.
What used to be common was a protection racket, where the Yakuza will come in and they'll say, hey, nice place you have here. We'd hate to see somebody mess it up. So why don't you pay the Yakuza a certain amount?
They get their money, you get some kind of tangible reward, and you get the added benefits of having a sort of on-call security service. In the old days, that wasn't a bad deal.
Beautiful tats all over my back. Makes me so proud, I'm gonna shout it out loud. I got another tattoo, baby.
Another tattoo. No part of me's blank, I'm really ink obsessed. Yeah. It's like an art show the moment that I get undressed. Check. At every job interview, they're just so impressed. Really? Cause I got all my ex-wives on my chest. Over here is Clay Aiken, there's a side of bacon. And I'm in a torpedo fighting with Satan. Yeah. Next to Hello Kitty and a zombie ice skating. Yeah. Wait. It's Ronald Reagan.
I've got these dragons, I've got these dolphins, all inscribed on me indelibly. I've had bad reactions, bad infections, even hepatitis C. My friends think that I need therapy. Maybe some laser surgery. For the flaming goat skull on my knee. Knee.
Beautiful tats, yeah, all over my back. And I've got some space here on this side.
Spelled a word or two, still there's nothing I regret. My shopping trips are no sweat, there's never stuff I forget. Check out this rad Boba Fett, he's playing clarinet.
All over my back, and what the heck, there's still some room on my neck. I'll get another tattoo.
Got a couple square inches left. Maybe a square tarantula.
Let me tell you, girl. Something about me you should know. It's a fact, I can wear it, girl. I'm the weatherman. Tell me, girl. Was it you? Was it you? Was it you that was fucking with me? I couldn't see it too. Then she wanna hit me for
for the visa. So then I had to hit it with the see ya later. And is she the type to do it for the paper? Never, I don't gotta ask for favors.
And every time I do it, feels like I'm addicted to the losing. Feels like I'm a legend in my movie. Guess you know the real me, guess you know the real me. What you gonna do? Pull up on me, attitude and your back tattoo. And you're talking big too. What you gonna do? When you pull up on me, attitude with your back tattoo. And you're talking big too. It's a miracle that you can be so mean, then you go have it all. Is it physical? Guess it's physical. Tell me, girl, was it you, was it you, was it you that was fucking with me? I couldn't see it too. And that's the type of shit to make you squirm. Ew. See, the money got the shorty too concerned. Word. That's what happens when you trapped up in the purr. And I guess that I'ma get what I deserve. And every time I do it, feels like I'm addicted to the losing. Feels like I'm a legend in my movie. Guess you know the real me, guess you know the real me. What you gonna do? Pull up on me, attitude and your back tattoo.
And you're talking big too.
What you gonna do? When you pull up on me, attitude with your back tattoo.
And you're talking big too.
Couple things, now you think this is your home. And I know a couple things that you think I didn't know. And I heard it from your friends, now I know that you're a
damn.
What you gonna do? Pull up on me, attitude and your back tattoo.
And you're talking big too.
What you gonna do? When you pull up on me, attitude with your back tattoo.
And you're talking big too. Must be the
Multiple tattoos on the top sides of both of her hands. She was 43 years old, and as far as I know, had never yet been with a man. It's not that she wasn't attractive,
she was beautiful,
but it was the way that she interacted. She was aggressively passive, to the point where she would have intimidated any myth that ever tried to catch it. On the right hand, she had a tattoo of a nude girl. She claimed it is what God resembled. But on the left, she had a mirrored image of the same female, and this one, she explained, looked like the devil. I remember once watching her touch her own breasts, how the tattoo smiled as they stared down her stomach, as if anticipating when they'd be allowed to caress the sweet flower that they both seemed to hunger.
Sweet flower.
Now, maybe I was high, but it felt so right. Heaven and hell both take to this woman's womb. It didn't make sense how she could commence touching herself with me wide awake in the same room. But if I've learned anything in my years, I've learned I no longer believe in surprise. But what happened next damn near stole my tears. The tattoos came alive right in front of my eyes. They both slowly stood up and climbed off her hands and showed me why she never took some time with a man. They climbed deep inside of this woman's garden. She closed her eyes
and she gently bit her bottom lip.
I stepped, I left, and I don't regret leaving. And I'll never forget all the things I saw that evening. A glimpse of religion, a piece of coming closer to understanding more about what intrigues me most. I didn't get turned on, I just got turned. I wasn't as aroused as I was concerned. For each one of them I've hurt, and every time I've been burned, I've got a lot to teach, but even more to learn. So now I keep my eyes open, hoping to take in all I can about woman, taking in all she can. And for as long as I breathe, I'll save a seat in my memory for that woman with the tattooed hands. There's good and evil in each individual. For I identifies needs and feeds our desires. As long as we keep our spirit inspired, she can bite her bottom lip all she wants. There's good and evil in each individual. For I identifies needs and feeds our desires. As long as we keep our spirit inspired, she can bite her bottom lip all she wants. There's good and evil in each individual. For I identifies needs and feeds our desires. As long as we keep our spirit inspired, she can bite her bottom lip all she wants. There's good and evil in each individual. For I identifies needs and feeds our desires. As long as we keep our spirit inspired, she can bite her bottom lip all she wants. There's good and evil in each individual. For I identifies needs and feeds.
It ain't nothing like a, yeah. It's a different kind of trust when I see you got that, yeah. I know it's different kind of love, but ain't nothing like a
tattoo of my name,
yeah.
Tattoo of my name on you.
It's just a different kind of trust when I see you got that
tattoo of my name,
yeah.
Tattoo of my name on you.
Forever, ever, tied together, ever. Tattoo of my name on you. Forever, ever, tied together, ever. Tattoo of my name on you. Yeah, it makes everything official. It don't matter whether it's the first, last.
All right, folks, we're closing out the show. Episode 184, the tattoo edition.
That's right, folks. Face tattoos, neck tattoos, hand tattoos, those super ultra highly visible tattoos. Like, it blows my mind because, like, we see it so much more prevalently now with, like, these younger, like, rappers and stuff like that. I mean, they're just, like, they're covered in all these little tattoos all over their face and hands. And going back to what you were saying, like, imagine what they're going to look like when they're 80. I mean, here's the other side of it. Like, imagine what it's going to look like when your rap career doesn't work out so great.
Oh, yeah.
Like, who is going to hire a guy with, like, hands in prayer tattooed on his cheek? Like,
that reminds me of a guy that died, which sucks. And in this band that we toured with. Anyway, Chris, that's rest in peace, brother. But they both had all these crazy Pokemon and, like, Simpsons. And, like, they had tattoos on every inch of their body, dude.
It's crazy.
And it's like the worst tattoos you've ever seen.
Like, I mean, like, I saw a meme the
Pokemon
other day.
Pokemon on my elbow. Like, Jesus.
this dude.
I see in a meme the other day. We'll have to put it up when this show goes live. It's this guy with, like, you know, face tattoos everywhere, like all the random ones like they have now. And it says, like, why do rappers today look like my desk at detention?
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Right? It's just like a bunch of doodles and shit, man. Like, what? Why would you do that to yourself?
I don't get it.
I don't know. Am I just that, like, disconnected? Like,
all tattoo tracks coming at you. We're closing out the show. Thanks for listening. Yeah, we're curmudgeons, which is the next episode. And we, yeah.
We're getting old, folks.
It's at this point, it's like, why get a tat? I don't get it. Rhyme.
And the inkwell of treason.
Yeah. DJ Gower.
Whammy!
DJ Matador.
Suck my white ass ball!
Rhyme.
And treason.